350,000 rideshare cars as surveillance tools, ramming drones in schools, and the limits of public space privacy. Flock Safety pitched turning 350,000 rideshare vehicles, Uber and Lyft cars, into mobile license plate scanners, extending a network that already operates fixed cameras across many American cities used by law enforcement. The proposed network would, in principle, enable near real-time tracking of almost any vehicle's movement across major metropolitan areas. License plate data collected in public spaces has generally not required a warrant, since plates are visible publicly. But the Supreme Court's 2018 Carpenter v. United States decision established that prolonged aggregated location tracking implicates Fourth Amendment protections even when individual data points are technically public. A 350,000 vehicle moving scanner network would almost certainly produce data that crosses that threshold for many users. A Colorado school district announced the deployment of drones capable of physically ramming active shooters at 60 miles per hour. The technology addresses a genuine and documented threat. The unresolved question is what happens when such a system makes a targeting error, mistaking a student who picked up a dropped weapon, an arriving security officer, or a teacher shielding students for the shooter. Those distinctions are difficult for trained humans under stress, and potentially more difficult for automated systems. Whether the district made the underlying risk calculus transparently with its school community was not clear from available reporting. The FBI and NSA issued a joint advisory with four other U.S. and international agencies warning about GUNRWA ransomware, a ransomware as a service operation exploiting critical vulnerabilities in widely deployed enterprise software. The advisory's recommendation, patch immediately, collides with the practical reality of enterprise IT environments, where patching critical systems without disrupting operations is a process that takes time, organizations may not have, once a public advisory has signaled the vulnerability to potential attackers. Actor Brad Pitt argued that AI could rescue the mid-budget film, the $40 to $80 million movie that studios largely abandoned in favor of tent poles and streaming micro-budgets, by reducing production costs enough to make that range commercially viable again. The practical question left unaddressed was whether the savings would come from enabling smaller crews to accomplish more, or from reducing crew sizes outright, a distinction the entertainment industry's labor history makes consequential.